Soku isika tisendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Go Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Ngithathe leli thuba lokubonga uJonga Kandemiri ngokusinika izindaba ngolimi lesishona. Olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu ku Studio 7 ngomgqibelo omhla ka 5 Ngcwabakazi 2023 ngupraxitus Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Ube ngumuntu oyesaba inkosi njalo olobuntu oqhakathekisa wonke umuntu emthatha ngendlela ayiyo yona.
Abantu abangabazi inkulungwane ezingabazinhlano bathe gwaqa sikhuluma nje enkundleni eNational Sports Stadium eHarare bekhumbula impilo kaMoyi owasungula inkonzo eyezayoja umfundisi Ezekiel Guti.
I oppose political violence both in my own country and in Zimbabwe and in any other country. You cannot have functioning healthy democracy if people are intimidated by violence.
Uhulumende weMelika uthi bakhathazekile ngesimo sezombusazwe esiseZimbabwe ngesikhathi kulungiselelwa ukhetho. Emikankasweni yokulungiselela ukhetho lwalonyaka limpela viki, uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa obeseMtawatawa eMashonaland East kuthi ke umkhokheli owe-CCC uMnumzana Nelson Chamisa uzaba seMtare kusasa. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Abantu abangabazi inkulungwane ezingafika ezinhlanu bathe gwaqa sikhuluma nje enkundleni eNational Sports Stadium eHarare emkhosini wokukhumbula impilo kaMoyi owasungula ibandla lokholo lwesiKristu elezayoja umfundisi Ezekiel Guti. Uguti ubhubhe ngenyanga edluleyo kaNtulikazi waphiwa umhulumende inhlonipho yeqhawe lesizwe. Kubika uMlondolozi Ndlovu.
Bekuculwa ingoma abantu bekhumbula ngenjabulo yempilo eyaphilwa nguMoyi umfundisi Guti. Iningi labo kungamakholwa akhonza ebandleni lakhe elezayoja abavele emagumbini amane elizwe lasebehlala kwamanye amazwe. Ekhuluma kulumbuthano uMongameli Mnangagwa uchaze uGuti njengomuntu owayengasebenzela inkonzo yakhe kuphela kodwa esebenzela ukuvuselelwa komnotho welizwe okumele kube isibonelo sokuthi abanye abafundisi balandele.
The church must preach production.
Ukuze siphumelele njengabantu kumele abantu baphakamiswe besuka ebuyangeni besiya ebusutheni. Inkonzo kumele zichumayele ukuvuselelwa umnotho kusukela ezindlini zethu.
Uthe imisebenzi yakhe efana lokuvula awenza isibhedlela seMbuya Dorcas eHarare, iCollege yeZimbabwe Zeke Guti University Zeku lokunye kuyisibonelo esihle kakhulu. Uthe njalo kuyathokozisa ukuba uGuti waba ngomunye wabensundu bakuqala eZimbabwe ukusungula inkonzo esitholakala emazweni adlula ikhulu emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Okhulume emele ibandla lezayoja njalo osethethe isikhundla sikaGuti uMnumzana Joseph Guti uthembise ukuthi bazaqhubeka ngomsebenzi awusungulayo njengenhlonipho kumbali yakhe.
Wayehlala esitshela ukuba inkonzo le ngamlimo umlimi uye umnikazi walinkonzo.
Omunye okade esembuthanweni lowu unkosikazi Noreen Chuma okhonza koBulawayo esithi wafunda okuningi ngemfundiso kaGuti.
Ube ngumuntu oyesaba inkosi njalo olobuntu oqhakathekisa wonke umuntu emthatha ngendlela ayiyo yona.
Lokhu kusekelwe ngumnumzana Linus Mkandla yena othi wafunda ukusebenzisa izandla zakhe hathi ukuthembela ebantwini.
Yebo, siye emsebenzini kodwa kumele bebe lokunye lakho okwenzayo ukuthi kukunikeze imali kwenzela ukuthi izinto kubalanse. Njengoba likhathesi libona ukuthi ilizwe limanga kuhle, wasebenzisa ukuthengisa athonga amathalenta.
UGuti ubhubhe emhlaka 5 Ntulikazi eseleminyaka elikhulu yokuzalwa. Uphiwe inhlonipho yeqhawe lesizwe nguhulumende abemuli besithi ozabekwa loba nini kusukela kusasa endaweni engakaziswa. Inkonzo yezayotsha yabeka amalanga angamachumi amathathu awukukhumbula imisebenzi yomkhokheli wayo. Ukuzaba lomthandazo wobusuku banamhlanje abantu bemkhumbula enkundleni ye-National Sports Stadium. Abanye abakade bekulumbuthano bagoqela umsekeli kamongameli welizwe umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga, umlawuli wedayile ephalamende umnumzana Jacob Mudenda, abamabandla okholo atshiyeneyo abagoqela besipostoli, umkhokheli webandla le-Family of God Folk umfundisi Andrew Taunashe, abamabandla aphikisayo abavangeli abafundisi nabakhonza ebandleni leli lozulu jikelele. Ngimele iStudio 7 iseHarare, ngimlondolozi Ndlovu.
Iqhubekela phambili ngalimpela sonto imikankaso yokudinga usekelo lokuvotelwa sokungasensuza tjwala ukubana lwenziwe ukhetho lwalonyaka eZimbabwe. Namhlanje umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ubelubhekise eMtawatawa eMashonaland East emhlanganweni omkhulu werally weZANU-PF ukukankasela usekelo lokuvotelwa kukhetho. Emhlanganweni lo, uMnangagwa uncome abasekeli bebandla lakhe eMashonaland East esithi ubunengi babo buveza sobala ukubana basebenza katalala njalo ulethemba lokuba bazonqoba kukhetho nxa kukhangelwa inani labantu abakade bekhona. Kuthi ke ngalokho elinye icele umkhokeli webandla eliphikisayo eleCitizens Coalition for Change, CCC, umnumzana Nelson Jamisa, yena ukhangelele ukuba lo mhlangano omkhulu werally njalo eMutare ukukhankasela ukudinga usekelo kukhetho.
The Voice of America.
Uhulumende weMelika uthi bakhathazekile ngesimo sezombusazwe eziseZimbabwe ngesikhathi kulungiselelwa ukhetho. Lokhu kuphume kungxoxo eyenziwe yi-VOA lomsekeli kaNobhala obona ngezobudlelwane beMelika lamanye amazwe omhlaba, uNkosikazi Molipi. Yena-ke oqale ngokuphatha udaba lodlakela osoluthethe imphefumulo yabantu ababili ekulwisaneni kwabasekeli beZANU-PF labamabandla aphikisayo esithi bona njengelizwe kabasekeli ngitsho lakancane udlakela oluqondiswe ebantwini kungakhathalekile ukubana ngabebandla liphi lezombusazwe loba kwenzakala kuliphi ilizwe lomhlaba.
I oppose political violence both in my own country and in Zimbabwe and in any other country. You cannot have functioning, healthy democracy if people are intimidated by violence. I know we've seen examples earlier this year of political parties and citizens exercising their democratic rights, being detained, beaten up by police forces. The example you've just described of vigilante forces by the political party, all of that is disturbing and should be unacceptable for a government and a society committed to a true, free and fair election.
Uqhubekele phambili u-Assistant Secretary Pugh echasisa ngeminye yemithetho ebakhathazayo njengohulumende incindezela uZulu efana lowe-Patriotic Act.
Unfortunately, we have seen a fact pattern over recent months that suggests that a free and fair election is in doubt. And I can give you some examples of why we are concerned about that possibility. As you know, last month, new legislation called the Patriotic Act was adopted. And in fact, that legislation imposes restrictions on basic political freedoms agreed in Zimbabwe's constitution, in African Union protocols, and in UN protocols. And those include freedom of assembly that allows citizens and political parties to meet and prepare to engage in an election process. And it also includes restrictions on speech and expression, both by citizens, political parties, and journalists. So those are the types of actions that concern us. We've also seen opposition political parties and citizens actively harassed and prevented from exercising their political freedoms that should be guaranteed by those regimes that I've described, the regimes under the Zimbabwean constitution and as expressed by the African Union and the United Nations.
Loge bekungumsekelo mphathintambo ubona ngezobudlelwane bemelika lamanye amazwe omhlaba Assistant Secretary of State Molly P kungxoxo ayenze le Voice of America.
Lamlela ntwandwe
Lamlela
ntwandwe
Lamlela
Lamlelwa mshweshwe
Lamlela nampa bafowe
mbula Lubikwa luphumelela kwamagama uhlelo lwenhlanganiso esebenzisana labesifazane kwezentuthuko ePathways Women's Empowerment Girl Child Support Network lokuphathisa amantombazana asethombile ngemvunulo yokusebenzisa nxa besesikhathini esabelweni seMathebeleland North. Unothaba Dlamini usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Abenhlanganiso le bathi bananzelela ukuthi inengi lamantombazana labesifazana lisebenzisa izichibi, amaphepha kanye lobulongwe ngesikhathi belandela okuyikho okubangela imikhuhlane egoqela imvukuzane yesibeletho kumbe ukuswela inzalo. Umholi walinhlanganiso umnumzana Trimondolo uthi kungalesi sizathu basungula inhlanganiso le ngomnyaka ka-2018 omama bathola imfundiso ngokuzithungela imvunulo zamalembu abazi nikeza phose nyanga zonke amantombazana asethombile emangweni egoqela ibhinga ewange lezinye.
Sikhangelele ukuthi abantwana bengasebenzisi izinto ezifana lokuthi izigqoko ezindala nama-textbook namabhuku lana ababebhalele kiwo ngama-inki esemadala bengakusebenzisi lobulongo benkomo.
Unkosikazi Sehliselo Dube esinye sesakhamuzi esithunga kungelambadalo kulinhlanganiso uthi limvunulo abayithunga ngobuciko obukhulu iyawatsheka njalo isebenza phose iminyaka emithathu.
And into lezi ngokuya kwesikhathi zithuna zibalimaza ingaphakathi yabo. Indaba ze-cancer, ama-cervical cancer, okunye futhi kuyakhozela ukuthi umntwana nxa esekhulile aswele futhi inzalo ngezinto lezi abazisebenzisayo.
Unkosikazi Sungani Moyo yena uthi uphatheke kulolu hlelo ngemva kokunanzelela ukuqansa kwenani lamantombazana abendiswa besesebancane labaphila ngokuthengisa umzimba ngemva kokuchiya isikolo ngenxa yesimo senswelo ezimulini.
Abanye basuka bathengise imizimba yabo ngenxa yokuthi abadala bangakwanisi ukuthi khona babathengele ngoba abadala abaziningi abasebenzi angelele kakhulu emaphandleni.
Unkosikazi Dube uqhubeke ethi enye inhloso yabo yikulwisana lemikhuba yokubandlululwa kwabesifazana ngesikhathi belandela phansi kwendikimba ethi Ambassador for Women's Health.
Sifuna ukuthi siende into ethiwa yi-stigma like nemvelo yethu njengabantu abamnyama ukuthi sithi ama-period alomnyama so kuyayenza ukuthi kuyadimolariza umntwana oyinkazana.
Undolo uthi kundikimba le bakhuthaza njalo labesilisa ukuba bahlukane lokudlwengula laba.
Sithi bobaba lani majaha, xolanini xolanini abantwana bakhule.
Ngemva kokuthungelwa imvunulo le, amantombazana aphiwa isikhwama, amabhulugwe, isepa kanye lokunye okokuwaphathisa nxa besesikhathini. Omunye wabafundi bewange osehlelweni lolu unkosikazi Sicelo Dube uthi inengi labo selisizakele.
Ngoba abanye bethu bebengasenelisi ukuthi baqede isikolo, abanye bethu besesidabula amabhuku sisebenzisa ukuthi sizivikele, abanye bethu besebenzisa izigqoko ezinjengamajini zisisukulu.
Udubo lokusweleka kwemvunulo yabesifazana nxa besesikhathini kweZimbabwe luhlala kuyindaba egudwini lapho abamela amalungelo abesifazana bekhala ngokuqonga kwentengo yokuthenga okwenza abanye besebenzise okungahlanzekanga okufana lamalembu amahlamvu kanye lobulongwe. Ngobumqoka kwayo owake wabalilunga ledalela eParliamente unkosikazi Priscilla Misiairabwe Moshonga waze wayayithela kuleli dale esithi kumele uhulumende athathe amanyathelo okuhlonipha amalungelo empila kahle yabesifazana ngokubona ukuthi abesifazana bazithola kungelambadalo ekhala ngentengo ephezulu kakhulu engafinyelelwa ngabanengi abasemaphandleni kanye lemulini eziswelayo. Loba nje lokhu kwehlula ngomnyaka ka-2018 uhulumende waphawula umthetho othi imvunulo ayisabhadalelwa umthelo owejuthi nxa ithengwa kwamanye amazwe. Abe-UNICEF kuphenyo lwabo babika ukuba iningi labesifazana ukugoqela labakhubazekileyo eZimbabwe liyaswela okweneleyo nxa besesikhathini. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseVictoria Falls ngingunokuthaba Dlamini.
Okwamanje othi singene kuhlelo lethu lwabesifazane silostandekile emhlanga.
Siyalamukela kweziphathelane labesifazana lelami uzithandekile mhlanga. Lamhla sixoxa labesifazana abasakhulayo abakade bekuhlelo lweMandela Washington Fellowship olweyali khonapha eMelika olusanda ukugqitshwa. Owakuqala obekulolu hlelo esixoxa laye ngunkosazana Abigail Gombo ongumanjinela njalo engumqoqi wenhlelo i-project management. Uthi sewasebenza eBulawayo leMathabeleland South njalo okwamanje useMutare. U-Abigail Gombo ukhethwe ukuba aphatheke kuyali njengomabhalane wogatsha lweMathabeleland lelunga elingowesifazana kukomiti yabomanjinela.
One of the things engizinanzeleleyo ku-program lay and one of the partnerships engizenzileyo ukuthi sifuna ukuvala i-gap between our academia esikufunda esikolo and the industry ukwenzela ukuthi esikufunda esikolo kube yikho okuhambelana lokwenzakala ngalezi nsuku emhlabeni esiphila kuyo. So as we continue to partner with tertiary institutions and high school institutions, will try and make sure that we have STEM awareness campaigns, which is one of the things that I do, STEM awareness campaigns, which is science, technology, engineering, and maths, and we try and highlight what current needs are in the industry so that the academia can meet up.
Kahle kahle kuyini okwenziwa iproject manager njalo iwapha ama project lawo aqoqa.
So u project manager umsebenzi wakhe you make sure ukuthi ama project iloba yipi project iyayenzakala ngesikhathi nge budget ephiweyo and ngehlonzi eliphakemeyo, what we call the trifecta, which is time, quality and cost. So what we do is one of the projects that we're doing is say servicing of stands. We have to make sure that abantu mabebuya ukuzohlala endaweni bathola kulamanzi aranayo, bathola kulama sanitation services aranayo. That's for the general health and safety of the community. And I always say this, that statistics shows that 70% of the population in Africa is youth, and amandla asezandleni zethu njengabantu abatsha. So asisukumeni, asibambane nini, let's collaborate and build a better community.
Siphinde saxoxa lo nkosazana Phindile Gosha oyingcwethi kwezokusungulwa kwamabhizimusi yena okunhlanganiso ye-Startup Greenhouse Academy
ekoBulawayo lasebulenjini.
Unkosazana Gosha ubesekolishini le-Purdue e-Indianapolis khonapha eMelika ngohlelo lweyali. Uthi injongo yakhe ngeyokukhuthaza abesifazana labasakhulayo ukuthi belolonge ulwazi lwabo kwezamabhizimusi.
Into engayinanzelelayo ikuthi ikakhulukazi abantu abangomama leqembu labantu abasemakhaya kula ama-challenges amaningi abahlangabezana nawo, ukuthi ama-opportunities amaningi ayabedlula ngokuswela ulwazi. Into efana lesikolo, umuntu uyabengela isikolo kodwa ele idea kumbe umbono ukuthi uyakwansi ukuncedisa abanye abantu. So thina sifuna ukuthi kuhlanganiswe abantu befunde ikakhulukazi i-networking. Ukuba khona kwami lapha ngifunde ukuthi i-networking is a powerful tool. Wonke umuntu engaba le access to networking, siyakwanisa ukuthi sikhule njengabantu bamabhizinesi. The opportunities are there ukuthi thina siwa access. Into enkulu njengokusho kwami ukuthi i networking, ngoba sometimes ungayazani labantu kuyenza ukuthi udlulwe izinto. So in networking iyanikeza that platform yokuthi uwazane labantu. Mina njengamabantu ababefuna ukwengena kulolu hlelo ngolwazi esengilalo, ngiya recommend uhlelo lolu. Bengasilandela ku Facebook yethu Startup Greeners Academy, sabe siposta ukuthi abantu abafuna ukwengena kulelo hlelo bengancedakala kanjani lokubanikeza ama ideas. So kuhle kakhulu ukuthi kuyakhulukazi abantu abangoma mama sincedisane sibambane thina sibe khona kuma leadership spaces ngoba ama opportunities akhona.
Omunye esixoxelayo ngonkosazana Chenayi Muswira kuyenda oligqwetha yena obesemhlanganweni ngolwesine wabeZimbabwe abakade bekuhlelo lweyali lolu abanxuswe ngummeli wesigodlo seZimbabwe eWashington umnumzana Thaddeus Tafirenyika ukubakhuthaza ngemisebenzi abayenzayo. Uhlelo lweyali ngolokulolonga ulwazi lamakhono alabo abasakhulayo abakumazwe ehlukeneyo kuzwekazi le-Afrika ukwenzela ukuthi babe zingcwethi emsebenzini abayiqhubayo. Oliver Lelisayo, yimi uSithandekile Mhlanga, ngikhona pha eWashington DC, ngisithi asidimaneni njalo ngomgqibelo ozayo uhlelo lolu oluphathelane labesifazane.
UMamhlanga udedela kuChris Gande, yena ke wasethulela uhlelo liphuma le ndaba.
Lingalitshona njani izulukandaba, siyadibana njalo kuhlelo liphuma lendaba, litshone lendaba. Namhlanje sixoxa lomnumzana Cassius Jays Simana Mpofu, isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala kwele South Africa. Okwakuqala ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo mnumzana.
Hayi ngiyabonga, ngiyabonga bapha, ngiyabonga, ngibungelela labasekeli labalandeli beStudio 7.
Njengoba ukhetho solusondele, ubona abaningi abakhona ngapho eSouth Africa besiyavota yini ekhaya?
Bazaba khona kodwa angeke babe baningi kakhulu ngoba abantu abaningi abalapha eSouth Africa abaregistanga. Ngihlangana labo sikhuluma nje ngendaba zasekhaya abaregistanga. Kodwa abaregistileyo labo ngicabanga ukuthi bazohamba bonke bayivota kodwa ayizuba inamba nje enkulu kakhulu. Noma nje seSouth Africa ilabantu abaningi baseZimbabwe kodwa ke lesani half yalabo bantu abala. Maybe 1/3 yakhona or less yiba abazenelisa ukuthi bahambe bayivota plus okunye kuzayo ukuthi bathola nalawo mathuba ukuyavota emsebenzini yabo abelungu babo babavumelani na ukuthi bahambe bayivota kulaba abasebenzayo. Yebo nje kuzima kho kodwa bona iningi yangkhona abalapha hayi abazukuyavota ekhaya.
Nxa ukhangele iningi labakhona ngapho abeZimbabwe abahlala khona ngapho ngabakhanya besekela liphi ibandla ngokubona kwakho?
Abantu abazange babhalise. Izizathu zokuthi abantu bangabhalisi ukuthi kwakuthiwa kufana abantu bayibhalisela lapho abazavotela khona. Aluba kuthiwa ukubhalisa bekuvulekile kwathi ukuthi umuntu ngaphandle kwelizwe uyabhalisa ngabo abantu abaningi babhalisa futhi bebezozama ngazo yonke indlela ukuthi bahambe. Manje kwasuka kwaba lobunzima bokuthi kumele umuntu ayibhalisa esigabeni lapho azavotela khona. So lokho kubangela ukuthi abantu abaningi bangabhalisi lezi khadi zakhona beziqondana ukuthi basemsebenzini into ezinjalo kodwa ayiqinisele khona ukuthi abantu abaningi azange bathole ikhadi isikhathi sokuyabhalisa.
Baningi yini obezwayo besithi bayabhalisa ukuthi bayevota?
Ye, abantu ababhalisayo nalabo abazavota bathembe balethemba abanalo ukuthi utshintsho lungaba khona. So kodwa ke kuzaba ukuthi abantu basekhaya bona bavote njalo ngoba siyabona amarali ezanupf amaningi alabantu abaningi aba-athendayo noma sizazi ukuthi lawo marali ngabantu besigaba lesoke abenzele khona ngabantu abanye ababe suka kwezinsigaba kunje singaba le rally engenziwa maybe echolojo uthola ukuthi lo muntu eMount Darwin khona kulo muntu eMashingo khona phana kulo muntu osuka eMtare khona phana. So into yenziwa iZANPF kodwa ke ichance yokuthi iZANPF idliwe ma abantu basekhaya ikakhulu abantu basemakhaya eZimbabwe ma bengavota ngendlela efunwa ngabantu abaphandle kungaba lontshintsho.
Ngokubona kwakho bayathemba yini abantu ukuthi bengam bayovota kuzaba lomehluko?
Imajority yabantu abasekhaya ngabantu abafisa ukuthi kube lo tshintsho kuhulumende okhona, yiso isifiso abanaso. Loba nje abanye bangikhona bengathi abanathemba kakhulu le bandla abangalikhetho kwamanje kwaqiniseke khona ukuthi leli elibusayo hayi abasalifuni. So ngezinye indlela basondele basinzelelane kancane lebandla le-CCC kodwa ke kube ukuthi hayi mali ngabasiza ukuthi ukukhuphizana PF wabona ukuthi kuzobalula kodwa ke ayisilo iPrefect bandla labo asingathi libusile bathembele kulo bakhona of course banengi lakhona abalithemba waleli bandla kodwa ke hayi bona ngathi abantu abanengi kakhulu nje into ebahluphayo kathi sinjalo ababhekane nayo ukuthi ibandla le-ZANU-PF liyaphuma ngoba bayazi ukuthi mayi ibandla le-ZANU-PF lingaphuma embusweni le-CCC mali ngabe lingenile kuzoba sekulula ukulikhupha kathi sekunzima ukukhupha i-ZANU-PF yumsebenzi omkhulu okhona obhekane nabantu kathesi so ma abantu bengenelisa ukuthi bakhuphe i-ZANU-PF kusho ukuthi kuyabe sekuyokuqala kwedemokhrasi lokuqala kokutshintsha kwahulumende uhulumende bonke ababuyayo kuzabe sekulula ukubakhupha ngoba uhulumende we-ZANU-PF ulempande zokuthi yena walwimpi ulempande zama-overthrowers ulempande zama-emasotsha so kodwa ke hayi bona ngathi abantu abaningi bona into abayifisayo ukuthi i-ZANU-PF iphume ukuthi iphume njani abalandaba nakho bafuna nje iphume kuphela embusweni
okokugcina ungavalelisa abalaleli
ungabalelisale kahle nyabonga kakhulu sibonga lokusekela kwenele kwenzayo umsakazo wabantu umsakazo we-Studio 7 nyabonga
lo ke bekungumnumzana Jesus Malampofu isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala kwele South Africa ebesixoxa laye kuhlelo liphuma lendaba litshone lendaba igama lami ngoChris Gande asidibaneni njalo ngeviki ezayo sikhathi sinye.
Lilalele kumsakazo weStudio 7 eye Voice of America. Kwezemidlalo abalandeli bomdlalo wenguqu abapha imbono ehiyeneyo phezu kwemidlalo yabesifazane iyokudinga intshantshu zomhlaba jikelele eqhutshelwa kwele Australia laseNew Zealand kulezi nsuku. UJoseph Njanje usipha lolu daba.
Izwekazi lase-Afrika lisele limelwe ngamaqembu abalisayele South Africa, iNigeria kanye leMorocco kulumncintiswano kodwa u-Obe Indlovu uthi yena ukholelwa ukuba iqembu leNetherlands yilo elizaphakamisa isicoco.
Ngibona ngathi amaDutch engawina zilini. Ngoye-Afrika but hhayi amaDutch hhayi ahluhla.
UPrince Mpofu yena uthi usaxamalazile ngoba kulamaqembu amabili acabangela ukuba yiwo angaphakamisa inkezo.
Waqala ngikhayela England yagcina udliwa last year ngo-2021. Then any team has two is Sweden.
Uitai Pablo Matandi uthi yena ukhangelele iqembu elimela ilizwe leSouth Africa elebanyana banyana ukuba limangalise umhlaba wonke ngokuphakamisa inkezo.
Nambonyani South Africa iyathatha but imele iqala ilungisise ngoba emuva laphiyana ama-height mafitshane ngamabhorese emoyeni special ama-cross amakona. Amalokeeper lwanani imthembu.
Kumidlalo edlalwe namhla iqembu leSpain libhaxabulele leSwitzerland nge-5-1 kuthi eleJapan lichayele Norway nge-3-1. Limpumela itsho ukuba iqembu leSpain leJapan asedlulele kusigaba se-quarter final. Kusasa ngensonto iqembu leNetherlands lizadlala leSouth Africa kuthi iqembu leSweden lizadlala leUnited States of America. Sikhangele ukuba imidlalo yesigaba seCasilaga Premier Soccer League edlalwe namhla emini iphele njani. Iqembu leGreen Fuel linqobele yada nge-2-0 seKipo. Iqembu leFC Platinum linqotshwe nge-2-1 ngeleSimbabwe ngaseMandava. Iqembu leNkezi Platinum Stars linqobele Bulawayo Chiefs nge-1-0 ngaseBaobab. Iqembu leBlack Rhinos linqotshwe nge-2-1 yiCranbourne Bullets ngaseBata. Iqembu leChicken Inn linqotshwe nge-1-0 yiSheshamu ngaseLuveve. Kuthi iqembu leZPC Kariba leHighlanders abengujikilobhanqa 0-0 ngaseNyamunga. Kusasa ngensonto iqembu leManyika Diamonds lizadibana leCape United ngaseKipo. Iqembu leRentals lizadlala leTriangle ngaseMandava. Kuthi iqembu leDynamos lizancikilana leLewange ngaseBaba Fields. Ngimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Kuhlelo abaculi bethu namhlanje silomculi umdumo wamapiano uSketa Moyo. Yena uzibiza njalo ngokuthi umfana wasemzini. Asemzweni ixoxa lo ntungameli inkomo weStudio 7.
Yase yamnandi.
Ukudabuka ngidabuka endaweni yaseSilobela emsila wobe isigodi. Kwezomculo ibange sengihambile infact ngathi ngiqale 2017 ukungena kule ndima kodwa ukuyangena estudio ngiqale 2020 ngesikhathi secorona enrekode khona i-single track yerumba nomunye umfowethu wasekezi u-AD Mabox. Wathi lapho ngasuka erumbeni ngabe sengiyangena emapiyaneni ngarekhoda ipiano i-single track nabanye abafowethu abayi-2 ngasuka lapho ngazoyenza i-album yamapiano enengoma
eziwu-8.
Aba
abangathanda ukuthenga umculo wakho kumbe ukuxhumana lawe bakuthola njani?
Okusempeleni nje kwamanje ingoma zama zatholakala kuma online zatholakala yini. Abangafisa ukuxhumana nami inombolo yocingo yokuqala ithona +27 84 92 63 8 52 S2 ithi yona +27 VCT 65 VCT 40 VCT 70 VCT 40 VCT 77 VCT 33 ngikhona nakufacebook ungasecha umfana wasemzini usethe usikhetha moyo
ubathiyela wapha mazi abalandeli
bengicela isupport kubalandeli bengisupporte noma nje ngisenzima ngisawa ngisavuka bengicela ukuthi bengisupporte uze ukuthi ngikwazi ukuthi ngiqhubekele
Oliver Lelisayo, Mufraxedes Jeremiah.